Time now to check in with Brittany Burling, and she's with OKM Music. The last time I saw you, we were at Ambler Hall.
We were.
And we had some delicious tacos and beverages and just a lot of fun because, man, there's a lot of people that, you know, were just having a ball waiting to hear what was going to come of the OKM Music Festival 2020.
Absolutely. Yeah, we had a lot of fun, and we got to announce the lineup for this year's festival. We've been holding it in for a long time now. I, myself, have had a lot of trouble coming on the air without spilling the beans about all the things that I've wanted to talk about.
There were three times.
I finally get to.
The last three times, she's like, I can't talk about that.
I've wanted to for so long, though. So we're very, very happy to announce our 2020 lineup for the festival this June. Again, that festival is going to be June 12th through the 18th. We will kick things off before the festival even begins. We'll be bringing the OU Symphony Orchestra to Bartlesville, and that's going to be before the festival, so it's going to be April 23rd. And that's to celebrate Beethoven, because this is his 250th birthday year. Mm. So we had to do something for Beethoven. So OU Symphony Orchestra will be here performing Beethoven and Ligeti and Bartok. And again, that's going to be April 23rd. And then for the kickoff of the festival, we're actually doing something different this year. We're kicking off the festival at Woolly Rock. We traditionally will close the festival at Woolly Rock, but we had very, very fun plans for our ending concert. So we're actually going to open up at Woolly Rock, and that's going to be Canadian Brass. Canadian Brass was here a few years ago, and I've heard a lot of people talk about how they went to that concert and just fell in love with that group and that they wanted to come back and see them again.
Oh, they're very good. Very good.
Yeah. So they will be performing at Woolly Rock on June 12th. And see, that's the thing about the OKM Festival is whenever you go out and maybe you go to a concert that you don't know anything about and you come away with it with a new favorite. Mm-hmm. And then when they come back to Bartlesville, you know, it's exciting.
Hey, you're back.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll have Canadian Brass back on June 12th. And then we'll also have Dallas String Quartet. So Dallas String Quartet is classical crossover. So they're going to be playing some more modern hits. Their program is actually called Where Bach Meets Bon Jovi. So you can sort of see how they're going to be blending some classical music with some more modern music with their classical instruments. So that's going to be an incredible concert on June 13th. We're also going to be having Tina Gao come to Bartlesville. So Tina is actually one of the most recorded solo cellists of all time. And she has been in several movies, including Wonder Woman and Dunkirk and Sherlock Holmes. She played for all of those movies.
Wow.
She's been playing for commercials. She's been playing for video games. She's been playing for television shows. And she tours both in a classical capacity and for classical crossover. So she'll be doing some classical crossover here in Bartlesville on June 14th. So we're excited to have her. Yeah. We'll also have Verona Quartet here on June 15th, and so they'll be doing a classical chamber concert. So if you're interested in classical, Verona will be here on June 15th with Beethoven and my personal favorite, Dvorak. I love Dvorak, so I'm very excited for that concert. We'll also have Grady Nichols here with saxophone. So if you're a Grady Nichols fan, he's local, and a lot of people are very familiar with his music. So if you like Grady Nichols, he'll be here, actually the Frank Phillips Home, on June 16th. We are collaborating with the Frank Phillips Home to bring him here. So that's very exciting.
Is that going to be out there on the lawn?
It will be out there on the lawn. It'll be in the evening, so it will be cooler in the evening, and you can bring your picnic blankets and maybe a bottle of wine and, you know, sit out and enjoy the evening and listen to some wonderful jazz saxophone. Mm. So that will be, again, at the Frank Phillips Home on June 16th. And then June 17th, we'll have Yino Wang, a pianist, a Chinese pianist, who'll be performing Beethoven and Brahms and Rachmaninoff, another one of my favorites. I do love Rachmaninoff, so I'm very excited for her as well. And that's going to be in our very own Ambler Hall over at the OKM offices.
That's a nice gem.
Yes,
I've never been there until
that was your
we
first
did
time,
the.
Yeah.
Oh my!
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not huge, but boy, the acoustics are awesome.
Yeah,
the arrangement is awesome. Nice little place. So whatever you need.
Yeah.
Give me
well,
a call.
It is. It was specifically designed and built for performances. So if you, we also do rent that space out, and it is beautiful.
Oh.
And so if you are interested in reserving that venue space for any type of reception or any event that you want to put on, definitely get in contact with us because we love for people to come in and see that space.
And those events always go a little bit better with music.
Yes, exactly. And that's what that space is built for. So it's such a good
nice
such
little
a good
stage,
place.
Everything. Wow.
Yes, it does have a little stage and everything. Mm-hmm. And so after Yino Wang, we'll have our finale concert which I'm very excited about, at the brand new Tower Center at Unity Square, which will just have been built by the time that we have that finale concert on June 18th. So we will, I think we're either the inaugural performance out there or one of the very first performances out at Tower Center at Unity Square. And that's going to be a free concert for the community featuring Balsam Range, an award-winning bluegrass group. So we'll have all the same flares of that finale concert. We'll have food trucks. There'll be activities for kids. It will be free. It will be at Tower Center at Unity Square on June 18th. And that Woola Rock concert, again, is going to be the same as always. It's going to have the fireworks. We're going to have the food trucks. There's going to be kids' activities. And we have kids' activities all throughout the week. So that was just our main stage performers. We have an entire new set.
There's more.
There's more. Yeah, there's so much more. We have events for kids all week, and those events are free. So you can take your kids to see some of these main stage performers giving special performances just for your kids. We have opportunities for education. We have a master class led by Verona Quartet. So if you are an older student and you have been studying violin or any of the instruments in a quartet, then you can take part of that in that master class, and which is also free. So we have a lot of different kids events all throughout the week. And then we also have our showcase series events of local performers, and those are also free. And brunch, if you would like to purchase brunch, will be available. But we will have Ryan and Ryan, a piano duo group from Tulsa. It's actually father and son, and they're very well known in the area, very talented. And so they'll be here on Saturday, June 13th to perform in the showcase series. We'll also have Jeff Shadley doing trumpet. He's actually a Frank Sinatra-style Rat Pack vocalist. So if you are interested in Frank Sinatra, the Jeff Shadley concert will be right up your alley, and that's going to be on June 15th. We also are going to have the Oklahoma Strings Quartet here on June 16th. Our very own Keely Droge, who is a local Bartlesville piano teacher, will be doing piano on Wednesday, June 17th. And, of course, the Ad-Lib Singers have been a tradition of the OKM Festival. They have such a lively, wonderful concert every single year, and they'll be back this year again on June 18th. And they will also be at Woola Rock. So we'll have two performances from the Ad-Lib Singers this year. And I know that I just listed a lot of days and locations and performers at you. So if you go on our website, you can recap all of that and see all of the festivities for the full week. We are just so excited for it.
I can tell. Boy, it's been, a good, 9-10 months of putting that thing together?
It's been a long time. Yeah, it's so much stuff that has to come together. Mm-hmm. But whenever it does, the result is just incredible. So we really do have a very exciting lineup this year. And we just hope that everyone comes out and enjoys the festival with us.
I'm hoping Mother Nature cooperates the way Mother Nature should when music is being played.
And of course, even if it doesn't, we've got a lot of backup plans. Yeah, so we'll be able to switch it, but we are keeping our fingers crossed for those outdoor concerts.
Well, congratulations. That is one heck of a fine lineup.
It is.
I'm looking forward to a number of those acts. The Verona Quartet is one of them. Also, our homegrown saxophonist is another. And I just think that you've got it all together. The bluegrass band ought to just sew it up and really, really bring it on home, especially if we get to do it right out there on the new green space.
Exactly.
That would just be so cool.
It's a celebration. It's a free concert to celebrate that new community space, because what brings people together like music, you know?
Oh,
and
indeed.
For a community space, it just seemed like it was right to be able to give that back to the community. So we're very excited for that one.
I have a question to ask you, because, I mean, your office is kind of kitty corner from, over there. At the Greens, you have to look at it almost every day. You're going, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, the bandstand is up. Oh, my gosh. They moved the 66. Oh, my gosh, they got sidewalks
it's
there.
It's been great to see the progress. It's been great over time. It's like a little time lapse over time. I drive by it every day. It's like, we're getting closer, and we're getting closer, and it's getting more exciting. So, yeah, this is just such an exciting time to be in Bartlesville.
And with this act slated to play there, it kind of makes you look even ahead again to 2021.
Yeah.
And how many different uses we can have for that too. Wow, that's amazing.
The possibilities are endless. It's just such a cool little space that we have. So we at OKM are very thankful to have that space.
How do we get tickets for all these wonderful shows that you just mentioned?
Well, you can go on our website, www.okmmusic.org. And you can purchase tickets there. And for performances at the community center, you can buy the tickets through the community center website. Mm-hmm. But again, you can, the link is on our website as well. So,
all right.
OKMMusic.org will get you there.
Can folks just drop by a big old bag of cash and say, I want tickets for all these at your
yes,
office?
Yes, you can come by our office at 415 South Dewey, Suite 100, and we will hook you up with some tickets.
You have a lively crowd there. I mean, I really like your coworkers. They're really nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, you feel it when you walk in.
Yeah.
It's really, really something else. Well, that is just outstanding news. Yeah. And, of course, we were having some fun out there at Ambler Hall when you made the announcement and everything and put you on the old Facebook Live and everything while you're up there
yep.
on stage and everything. But the thing is, that was just a hint of things to come. Now, with the acts announced, it's time to get the tickets, and it's time to ensure
yeah.
that we have a good season this year and also make way for another season in 2021.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I wish I had more time because these artists that we're bringing in are world-renowned. They've won some pretty prestigious awards from across the world.
Yeah, they have.
And it's a big deal to have them here in Bartlesville, mm-hmm. and I can't express enough how talented that these performers are, and they're coming from all over the place. And some of them international, Canadian Brass will be coming from Canada, obviously. Hey. So, hey. You know, we've got people coming in from all over the place to perform. And it really is a great opportunity here in Bartlesville to come out and experience the arts in a way that, you know, is just really special.
Well, it's so close up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a lot of times when you see artists of this magnitude, you're pretty far away.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
This is you're right there front and center with them.
Our theme this year is music that's personal, and I think that really harkens to that experience that you get, not just mm-hmm. that we're a smaller town, but because at these performances we do have these world renowned artists that you get to see up close, mm-hmm. you know, you get to have that experience with. So, it can be very moving. Again, the number of people that have come up to me and said, "Oh, I can't wait for Canadian Brass. I saw them, you know, 3 years ago when they came," or you know, it's really cool to see the people who went to that concert and really enjoyed it. And my response is, well, you know, there's so many other concerts that if you go, you might come back saying, oh my gosh, that's my new favorite. Like, that's something that I really, really enjoyed. So we absolutely encourage you to try something new, to branch out and maybe buy a ticket for a concert that is someone that you don't recognize or a genre that you haven't experienced mm-hmm. before, and just give it a go and see how you like it, because that's how I got my first love for OKM music and classical music, was by just going out there and experiencing something that I didn't have a background with. So
now you grew up here. So when was the first time you went to the OKM?
I was in high school. So
was it just a couple of years ago?
Just a couple of years ago, yeah. It was probably 10 years ago or
okay.
so. And uh-huh. that I went to my very first OKM music concert. I was bought a ticket and was not interested in going, and was told that I was going to go. And when I got there, I absolutely loved it. It was the Dvorak performance, actually, that really got me. And, you know, it's I ended up going to more than one event that year because of how it impacted me. So I guess it's another lesson here. Buy your kids tickets as
oh, yeah.
well. Make them go, because I went and I loved it and I was not expecting to. And I've been hooked ever since.
Last person on earth who thought she'd like it. Now she's working for him.
Now
folks,
I'm working there. That's what happens.
Real quick, let's give them the phone number and the website for ticket
information. Yeah, so the phone number is going to be 918-336-9900. And you can also go online to www.okmmusic.org.
And Brittany Burling, as usual, it is always a delight to have you here in studio. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom.
And you've been listening to One-on-One with the Pros on K1.